musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. And you've made it through that transition that was as smooth as 80 grit sandpaper. And you have made it to World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. In the studio with me, we have Michael Amade.
I have nowhere better to be. Friday evening.
You have nowhere better to be on a Friday evening, you said?
That's exactly what I just said.
Well, oh. And, of course, our third co-host, kind of operating all things technical.
I'm all pinkies tonight. No thumbs. No, I'm sorry, guys.
Just all pinkies.
All pinkies and small toes.
Thank you, 8-Boy, for that wonderful start to our show. I told my wife that I was going to blame everything on him tonight. We're going to.
We actually were trying to put together a plan where we would just jokingly blame you for everything for an entire show. And then we realized you'd actually probably take it personally.
We
wouldn't want to do it to you.
Tonight you can, because I've already set the mood. Hey, so right, we're good.
We're still on the first 60 seconds. This could turn my way very shortly.
Ooh, all okay. Right.
So the rules are, as goes, we want 1 to 3 minute poetry. We want it PG-13 or under. We want the little kiddies there not to go away from the show going, what was that? We also want it to be radio friendly as much as possible. If you drop the dreaded F-bomb, you are immediately ejected from our show, which is about 90% of Michael Amade's poetry. But we want to urge you to call in 303-386-3598, just like Veronica Chandler did from Denver. Veronica, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. It's good to be here.
Hey, it's good to be in Denver today, huh? Nice and warm, huh?
And I'm glad, Veronica, you called back, because I know you were trying to get in last week, and it was hard to. And this is something I just want to tell everybody who's listening. If you're trying to call in and you can't get in, keep trying. We definitely try to get to you, and we really want you to be able to share your poetry. So thank you for calling again, Veronica.
Perfect. Thank you.
What are you going to share with us tonight?
Well, I was going to share empty-handed last week, but JT and Michael, you guys already heard it. So.
Okay.
I don't know if I should do that one. Nobody else has heard it.
So go ahead and do it.
Yeah, share it with everybody else.
All right, cool.
You can start anytime. Yes, anytime.
Okay. Leap empty-handed into the void. Lose yourself and find identity. You are not your label, not a job. Infinite potential yearns for light. Joy-laden seconds passing you by. Seize the creative spirit within you. Satiate the desires buried, starved. Leap towards your heart's delight. Fulfill the individuality that's you. No one else has your uniqueness. Assimilation into sameness will kill, decimating the true beauty that lives. Let your light shine with brightness. Your color uniquely, perfectly you, dying to step out of the beige life. The anguished spirit screams silently within the trapped, imprisoned heart, bloodied by flinging itself against the bars of the cage it is locked within. Deep inside, art and music and words live, begging to see the light of day and stars. They seep onto your pillow in dreams, savoring lucid moments in the sky as you fall back to earth, forgetting your name, identity obscured and drab, as psychedelic kaleidoscope reality is the true nature of light refracting itself. Reflect the possibility of a sleeping giant within the perfection called by your name. Wake up, sleeping giant, and breathe in. The word inspiration comes from breath. Like plants, transpiration emits life moist. Clouds, gather on the horizon, forming freedom. Gentle rains fall, watering your garden mind, soaking the earth from where you sprang, drinking in life-giving waters of joy. Music, art, and words flourishing healthy. The garden waxes lovelier, seed by seed, sprout by sprout, flower by flower. You resurrected from a dark night of the soul.
Wow. Now, Veronica, how long have you been reading your material, out loud like this?
The first time I did it was the day you asked me to.
Really? So, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And you've been going to spoken word events around Denver and checking things out there.
Yeah, once I did.
Well, I think you're making just huge leaps as far as a spoken word artist. In fact, 8Boy in our booth is giving her 9 thumbs up. So,
we're 9 pinkies today.
9 pinkies up, yes.
Oh, wow. 9 pinkies up. Woo-hoo!
There you go.
All right. Thanks so much for doing what you do. We love you very much and enjoying the show so much.
Oh, Veronica, we love you too, and that was an amazing piece. Thank you for calling and sharing with us. And if you want to call in like Veronica, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We're taking all kinds of poetry. You can even call and do covers.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be your own original poetry. If you haven't called before, like I always say, give it a try. Give us a call.
Exactly. And I do want to let this out. I forgot to cover this in the rules. If you're listening when you call in, go ahead and turn that listening device down, whether it be your phone or your computer or whatever. Turn that down so it doesn't affect your performance while you're on the air.
It does come across kind of weird.
It does. There's a little bit of an echo, in, at least in my headset. That's what I'm getting. But we do have a guest in the studio. I want to introduce you to him all. He's been a longtime friend of World Poetry Open Mic. In fact, since the inception, basically, he's been our friends for a decade. He is a local recording artist. His name is One Bad Monkey. How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. Great to have you in the studio, man.
Oh, it's fantastic to be here.
And you're gonna share some poetry with us in a little bit?
Absolutely.
And are these lyrics to your songs, or are these actual poems that you haven't made songs yet?
These are actual poems that will probably not be songs. You know, I dabble in each, but these right here, they're just meant to be poetry.
Beautiful. We're gonna tease that, and we do have another caller on the line. We're going to go to her. Because here at World Poetry Open Mic, the callers come first, and especially this one. She's another longtime supporter of the show. Please welcome from Pennsylvania, Ellie.
Hi, Jay Todd. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's here. Friday night is finally here.
I know. It's like a big family reunion again.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I read all your notes every day, you know, in our group, and know what's going on, keeping up with everything with you.
Exactly. And for those that are listening that don't know what we're talking about, on our poetry boards where we post, I posted two of them. I go to writerscafe.org and I go to allpoetry.com, post my poetry. There are groups that you can find, and we can send messages through each other and talk about the show, what we're planning to do, and that's what Ellie's referencing. Thank you very much. And I've got to say, you and Dennis make my week every time I see you guys interact like that.
Oh, well, I tell you, my guess was before I start my the chapter 2 of the Arthurian series, my book is finally published, and it is on book
Amazon
that I can't think of right now.
Amazon.com, yeah. And it's called Silent Song, is it not?
It's called Silent Song by Ellie Lejeune.
And I urge everybody to go out and pick it up. It's actually, I looked at it, like, searched it on Amazon. And I was like, hey, she is out there. So that's cool. Congratulations. Is this your first time getting published?
Yeah, this is my first book. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. It's very exciting. So I'm going to read chapter 2, and it is called Mar Glen.
Okay.
Of the Arthurian series that we're continuing. Now, I don't know if you didn't want me to read chapter 1 again or anything, did you?
No, we're going to do the 4-part series, and then maybe we'll have you call in and we'll just devote one to where you can do everything all at once.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Here's chapter 2. 'Tis a magical place, this Mar Glen. There is no beginning, there an end. Mystic and serene, enchanting there. To all the fairies, this 'tis their lair. queen of the fairies, lovely Bryn, thousands of years the queen herein, the crown of her beauty beyond compare, her eyes of blue, her hair so fair. Powers of magic she doth use for good, as she reigns o'er dale and flowering wood. To yonder mount she often stares, a sadness in her heart doth tear. For Gwynedd's secret she doth keep, many a time hath this made her weep. O warrior knight, Bryn's greatest love, hath their tryst brought wrath from above. So she calls King Arthur to a quest. We must find a knight whose heart 'tis true. This quest to redeem us we must pursue. Love of Gwynedd true and care not else. Thus she can at last be true to self.
Very well done. All right, Ellie, and you're going to be calling back next week with part three, correct?
Yes, it's a four-parter.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to it, Ellie. Thank you for sharing this with our show.
Oh, you're welcome, and have a good night, Jay Todd. I'll be listening.
Excellent. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And once again, if you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598. And I think we're going to have One Bad Monkey do one of his poems right now, if you don't mind.
Oh, not at all.
All right. While we get the next caller queued up, go ahead and give us a little something-something.
Oh, right. I entitled this Autopilot. Multitasking is ever asking to do too many things with too many peeps, too many dates with too many creeps. We sit on our thrones on the phone playing Pac-Man and Jack-Man and Hangman and Stack-Man. Here comes a call. Hey, buddy. Hey, bro. I wrote you on Facebook 10 minutes ago. What's happening? What's creeping? Hey, what's going on? 1 second, I'm beeping, my battery's gone. I'm driving and scoping the girl up in front. She's texting and doping, a phone and a blunt. The guy right beside me is smoking a fag. The cop right behind me is checking my tag. I look on the corner and what do I view? A man with a crutch, one leg and a shoe. Is this what we fight for? Is this how we're free? Don't ask my opinion, I'm just a zombie.
Nice.
Well done.
Thanks.
One Bad Monkey throwing his poetic flavor. Not his musical flavor, but his poetic flavor on it. And where can they find you if they want to hear your music online?
Actually, you could go to YouTube.
You can go to YouTube?
Sure, and all you got to do is search One Bad Monkey, and that's spelled O-N-E-B-A-D-M-U-N-K-Y.
Excellent. And I've got to say, I've got a personal testimony. My favorite song that you do, and it brings me to tears each time I hear it, Heaven's Bar.
Right on, man. Thank you.
And I actually included that in a poem I wrote today. I don't remember the entire poem, but the line that it's included in is, once again, I heard that song that made me cry just like Heaven's Bar and Whiskey Lullaby.
Oh, I love it.
So, anyway, we do have another caller. We're going to go to the line. Please welcome Jake from San Antonio.
Actually, it's Jack.
Jack. Our board monkey can't type. It's Jack.
He slapped himself on the wrist, if that's any consolation.
Sorry about that, Jack.
That's okay. I've been called a whole lot worse.
You and me too. Both, brother.
And you're going to share a piece with us tonight, brother?
I am going to share a piece. I'm going to tell you a little story about it real quick, if that's okay.
That's awesome.
Entered a contest on Writer's Cafe, and it was called the I Want to Be Published Contest. And 10 winners were going to be chosen to be published in a new online magazine that's coming out next month called Show Me Doctrine. And I was one of the 10 chosen.
Really?
So I'm going to read the poem that they decided would win one of these spots.
Well, first of all,
congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
We are very proud of you.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, this poem is called Time in a Bottle. I turned the key within its chamber. The hinges cry a woeful squeak. Closed up tight for years uncounted. Moments that this attic keeps. Memories of days forgotten. Scattered on this wooden floor. As if time trapped in a bottle. Safely kept forevermore. Foraging through endless bounties. Dust it lays more than an inch. Dim the incandescent light bulb. No one else has been here since. Now my mind attends to wander, dreaming of the good old days. Photographs breathe life now savored, black and white their bold displays. I find a tear, my eye now forming, destined. I relive the cost, draped of fabric worn and tattered, faces of the friends I've lost. Is this it? My life collected? Answered questions now begin, left for someone to discover, soon to scatter on the wind. I turn the key within its chamber. The locket moans an empty click. Count your blessings as they happen. Life, it passes, oh so quick.
It does. Bravo.
It was a really good one, Jack. Good work.
Hey, thanks.
And no wonder you're getting published with that one. That's a strong piece, man.
Well, thanks.
Excellent. Well, thank you for
exciting.
Thank you for calling our show, and please don't ever stop. Your words, your presentation is amazing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and thank you for having this show. It's wonderful.
It is a cool little family thing. I like the way the community's building.
Yep.
And if you want to call in like Jack, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And once again, we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I'm going to take care of a couple of needs to do that I forgot to do at the beginning. We do have station underwriters for this hour. Denver Autos, contact Gonzalo at 303-430-1333. They're at 6570 North Federal and 5400 North Federal.
Gonzalo is in both places.
He is. Two places at once.
That's
he's
great.
That talented. Or you can even, the third place he's at, he's also online at denverautosstore.com.
How does he do this?
He is just amazing. And of course, Zing Tea is putting this on also. It's all natural tea and juice made with pure cane sugar. And I have a testimony to that too, because I've got one sitting here. I'm trying their fruit punch flavor for the first time. Oh my, it's like I got up and got karate chopped by this punch bowl. I'm just kidding.
You planned that out, didn't you?
No, I didn't. All right, once again, you're listening to Jam and KZKO, the Vibe of Progressive Broadcast for Your Modern Life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
The Love Affair is coming to the Mile High City on Saturday, April 6th, featuring Johnny Gill. You know the hits, My, My, My. Weathered friend, rub you the right way, the way you are, and many, many more. The Love Affair with Johnny Gill at the Crown Plaza Convention Center in Denver at I-70 and Chambers Road on Saturday, April 6th. Special guests include Old School Funketeers, Confunction, local singing sensation Cicely O'Kane, radio host and DJ Captain Chris Hill, jazz host Aisha, and the celebrity host, star of the new BET TV show, Husbands of Hollywood, Boris Kojo. Get ready for a great night of fun and entertainment. For ticket information, call 877-321-1247 or website CedricPrideEntertainment.com or SJRMediaGroup.com.
Winter means snow, hot chocolate, and pale skin. Get back to your summer glow. At the Beach has 5 different tanning levels, as well as spray tans. With great prices and no waits, you can get back to your sun-kissed skin in no time. Be sure to check them out online at atbtanning.com for a location near you at the beach. Get your tan on.
Oh, yeah. That voice. Thank you, my brother.
We're going to get her on a show one of these days, very soon.
Soon, hopefully, we can get her on our show. Jeanette Napolitano singing with Concrete Blonde. She's also a poet as well as a lyricist.
She's in New Mexico now, right?
She is.
If we could get down there, if we could get
Are
her.
Are you stalking her?
I'm not stalking her.
Oh, okay.
I did message her this week seeing if she'd cut liners for our show.
Sweet. That'd be awesome.
If we can get her on the show, if we're going down to New Mexico, we could also pick up the Ultimate Warrior.
There we go.
Because he's down there now,
hell
too.
Of a show.
And then it would be so insane. Okay. I don't know if I could be in the room.
I don't think I could be. I do want to mention, if you were paying close attention to commercial break, that concert with Johnny Gill happened already. It was an amazing event put on by Cedric Pride Entertainment. If you didn't get to see it, you missed out.
We're just trying to make you jealous by playing the commercial. Really,
exactly.
That's what's going on right now.
All right, so back to the callers, because they do come first here. Please welcome from Ohio, Tate.
Hi, guys. What are you doing?
Oh, you know, hanging out, listening to some amazing poetry.
I thought I'd read one for you tonight that I wrote 2 days ago for a little friend of mine called The Blade.
Oh, yeah, I've read this one, and yes, I'm looking forward to hearing it read again.
Wonderful. All right, you ready? My grandfather was a Marine who made me think he could spit nails, forged in the war, baked to the core, man honed from his life's travails. From him came my own father, whom he worked sun up to sunset, driving horses on race courses, a life I'll never forget. My grandfather had owned a knife. Where it came from, I'll never know. Held by this man whose own lifespan had never bent nor been laid low. He passed that knife to my father, who in turn then gave it to me. And through our blood, the dirt and mud, it had bound itself to all three. I met Drake when he was 7, a troubled, angry, lonesome child, a wondrous brain who hid his pain in a heart that was brash and wild. He touched my soul in such a way I couldn't help but feel his pain, so unafraid I gave that blade, forging a link to my own chain. I know someday he'll cut himself, as boys always seem to do, mixing his blood with tears and mud to each owner it ever knew. I so wish that I were Drake's dad. Alas, I couldn't be that one. I hoped he'd see the gift from me was meant from a father to son.
Wow.
That was amazing.
One Bad Monkey was just sitting here nodding with it, going, yes, that is an amazing poem.
Absolutely. You know, that poem should be shared with Marines everywhere, I got to tell you.
Well, yeah, I probably should.
It's a very strong poem, brother, and I can tell you're very emotionally charged with it. Thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Excellent.
Thank you, Tate.
We'll talk to you soon, Tate. Once again, if you want to call in like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And we've had a lot of, you know, kind of heavy, in-depth poetry. You can call and read that. You can call and read ridiculous poetry, too. I mean,
which
that's,
we might,
that's okay.
May or may not have some of here in the studio.
Well, I know we have some in the studio.
Oh, so yeah,
it's appropriate,
I read a lot
for the air.
That's hard to find with me. Anyway. One Bad Monkey, did you want to share another one with us?
I'm saving my ridiculous one for last.
All right.
But I have a good one here.
All right.
This is called Happy Meal. Some say positivity, unlike misery, is a fad. For this I blame pop and rock and rap and crap and all the things we never did with our dad. All the spots I've crawled under were filled with my friends. Making amends, mending fences, smiling faces bring height to all my senses. I pray and worship the ones who love, the ones who give their strength at any length, who give their food to any dude, who give their hearts to any of. The names are always changing, but the faces stay the same. Generations and classes of clones and masses, speaking out, reaching out, twisting and turning what they mean, what they feel, but they really don't know the deal. They don't comprehend how they kill. With dignity and respect, I break my bread. I give thanks to the soul whose blood was shed, that I may live and laugh and love and breathe. This creature before me has granted a need. An earthling must die that an earthling may live. Another cow cries for the calf that she gives. For the baby inside that she loves and she knew is 89 cents on the value menu.
Wow. Strong, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well done. And we're going to go back to the callers because they do come first. Please welcome from Washington, Leroy McKittrick. How you doing, brother?
Hello, hello.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
And you're going to share with us this week?
Yeah, I got another one for you.
All right.
It's called Sustenance for the Mountain.
All right.
Yeah. An infinitesimal crystalline particle lays imprisoned in the ebon tomb of a stony outcrop, wind jutting off the side of Mother Mountain. In its gritty dreams, a kernel of hunger, an unsatisfied yearning for freedom, makes a stone's dreams unsteady. A thirst for liberation and light drives away any thoughts of stability. Within a timescale of epochs, icy frost and ferocious winds rend, tear, and shear with clawed fingers of entropy, fracturing in a steady geological breakdown heartbeat. Shattered off with relentless seasonal assault, the outcrop falls from the face and tumbles. Crumbling, chipping, skipping down the side of Mother Mountain, scraping away extraneous material to find the escapee particle exposed. Ages of deliverance, rumbling down stream beds, awake with abrasion. Good natures of rocky neighbors, jostling, shaving down to the core of crystallized desire. Finally breaking free of the last basaltic bonds, the grain of quartzsand marches proudly alone to rest on the beach. It is joined by similar jailbreakers, all laying together in smug defiance, layered ever deeper and higher. A vast mass of escaped stony convicts grows great with a fellowship of freedom, the very gravity of their numbers pushing, squeezing, mashing down to embrace the upper mantle, squished together into one majestic stone. The upheavals of a molten core birth out the mass of the newest Mother Mountain, jagged virgin poking at the skies. A crystalline particle lays imprisoned in an ebon tomb, and it hungers.
Well done.
Thank you.
Excellent. Please don't stop calling our show. That was cool.
Thank you very much.
Leroy, where in Washington are you?
Spokanistan.
Spokanistan. You know, I've got family in Spokanistan. That's very cool. I've actually spent some summers up there. Are you near the Shadal area at all?
Oh, no. I am a little bit south of Shadal.
Oh, right.
The west central area.
Well, and actually, a good friend of mine, he's one of I think he's the only living five-time Grand National Fiddle Champion, Tony Ludeker, is from Spokane. I played with him in a band for a lot of years.
Very cool.
See, our roots, World Poetry Open Mic's roots lay in Spokane. Thank you for calling us. I know, I'm just making this up as I go. What can I say? Our producer is going, what are you guys talking about? Thank you, Leroy, for calling us. Once again, if you want to call us, 303-386-3598. Now, we've had some great news come through this week.
We have something pretty cool to announce.
Yes.
We have our first event is going to be happening.
Live event.
Our first live event will be June 19th at a place called Forest Room No. 5 in Denver, Colorado. And it'll be, really the idea is to come have dinner. Come have dinner and a drink with us. We're going to have some live poetry, some really great music. We're lining up, putting together the lineup now. Just got booked as of yesterday. And we're going to be kind of doing a little bit of, talking a little bit about and also raising money for autism awareness and to help put people through a program called Brain Balance, which has actually helps children wake up from autism. I've actually seen the effects.
It helps them bring them out from the penumbra of autism, right?
From the penumbra, of autism. Yeah, but I mean, I've literally seen one of our great friends and a friend of the show, his son actually woke up from autism into being a normal teenage boy. It was an amazing process to see.
And I know that's a cause that you support. I support wholeheartedly. We do have a confirmation as far as musical guest. Nick O'Connor is going to be playing at this event.
It's slowly going to come together.
It is slowly,
but it's
going to.
I can tell you this, based on the people we're friends with here and the contacts and kind of the stuff we're putting together, it's going to be one hell of an evening.
It is, and I do want to extend an offer. I don't mean to put you on the spot, and this is not contractually binding in any way, shape, or form. If you want to play, or if you want to just come down and share some poetry, you're more than welcome to come, Mr. One Bad Monkey.
I am. I'm in.
All right.
I'm excited about it already.
Excellent. All right. Once again, we've got that on recording. That is not contractually binding, but all right.
Not crossing any fingers over
here. We can edit the contractually binding part out.
There we go. Awesome. All right. Please welcome to the line. She's from Arizona, and she is a longtime supporter of our show. Please welcome Kat.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great, Kat. This is the first time we're not going to feel bad about this weather conversation.
Exactly, because we're on the plus side of that.
Well, that's okay. In about a month, we'll be hitting triple digits, and I'll be wishing I was where you guys are.
Yeah, I'll gloat then. I'm sitting in a swimming pool right now. Doing
exactly. Or you know what? You can come up for our event on June 19th and cool down a little bit.
That's true.
Well, I'll see if I can work that out.
Right on.
So what do you have for us?
Ellie has requested this to be read aloud. It's called Changing Course.
Okay.
The day has come that I shall no longer walk my well-worn route. There are hidden paths that call to me with the strains of a lute. Today I will answer and travel those secret trails on my new quest, finding my way to the east of sun and of the moon to the west. Though I may never come back this way, do not grieve my presence, for my spirit has journeys to make defined its essential pleasance. In my heart you will always be cherished with fond recollection, but life is not extensive enough to subsist from mere affection. So around this corner I must go and seek a new surrounding, experiencing the things my thoughts will find further confounding. I hope that you find an expedition that summons you like a siren's call. Know you then this craving for a new avenue, no matter what may fall.
Nice. Kat, you're amazing. You're a great writer and a great spoken word artist.
And a gentlewoman and a scholar.
And a gentlewoman and a scholar and a good judge of bad whiskey.
People love you.
I think that's built me up way too much.
Well, we like you to leave our show with a huge ego.
we come into it with the ego. We're trying to get rid of it over the air is there what it go. Really is. Thank you for calling, Kat. It's always a pleasure.
Once again, if you want to call in like Kat, like any of our other callers, Jack, Veronica, Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
But we are being told up by our producer we do need to take a break, so go ahead and call in. We'll get you queued up for the next segment. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
This is Dean Sessions from MSE Sports. You can listen to my show, The Anatomy of Sports, every Friday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on msesports.com. When I need a car, I go down to Denver Auto Sales. Denver Autos always makes you feel welcome. Mention KZKO and you get a $500 off your purchase. Visit Gonzalo at 6570 North Federal Boulevard or 5400 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Visit their website at denverautostore.com or you can call 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. Get that new ride for 2013.
Mr. Flash? No. Yes? Damn, I'm good. No. We're being corrected.
Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh.
Wow. Guys, so we just completely showed we had no idea what we were talking about.
What I want to know is
who
brought the Zulu hoop in here is what I want to know.
Oh, man. Awesome.
A slip and slide in a hula hoop. Who needs this in a radio studio?
There you go. All right, so I want to let you know we are being sponsored this hour by At the Beach Tanning Salon, 31 locations in the Denver metro area. Go to kzkoradio.com, click the link to go over to At the Beach Tanning. And, of course, My Mom's Pies, 201
yes!
Marine Street in Niwot, Colorado.
It is my favorite pie shop in the world.
And I do want to let you know, you need to go to mmpies.com. If you type in My Mom's Pies, not good.
Totally different website.
Definitely not the place to be.
Yes.
But My Mom's Pies is the place to
You'll
be.
You'll have a great time at mmpies.com.
There you go. All right. So, back into the poetry we go. Please welcome, from New York, he is Steve.
How are you, gentlemen?
We're
Manic.
Excellent.
How are you?
I am doing well, although I got to tell you, you guys are an addiction.
Really?
Last Friday night, I was at my cousin's wedding. And in the middle of the wedding, I said, damn, I'm supposed to be on the radio in Denver. What's going on here?
No, you didn't call us from the wedding? That would have been so cool.
I thought you were going to say you ran to the bathroom and locked a stall and listened to the show.
You could have done like a spoken word art cover of We Only Just Begun. I'm just kidding.
Oh, but it is good to hear you guys. 1 week without you guys is too much.
Exactly.
And I gotta tell you, the show tonight...
Thank you, Steve.
The show tonight is just absolutely fantastic.
Thank you very much. Did you get to check out last week's show also on the rebroadcast, the archive show?
I am going to. It's just, this has been a week where it seems like it's been five straight Mondays.
Exactly.
We've had the same week ourselves. It's the same in Denver. But if you get a chance, we had last week, we had Lenny Chernella on the air.
Our
phenomenal show.
Yes, he was our selected our poet of the month for National Poetry Month. Definitely go back and check that out at worldpoetryopenmic.net.
That's right. But what do you
will do?
Now, what do you have for us tonight, Steve?
Well, I've been in kind of a nostalgic mood.
Okay.
This one is called "The Last Summer of Willie Mays."
Ah, all right.
It was the last summer of Willie Mays, of comic books and baseball cards, of Little League Saturdays and Altar Boy Sundays. The last summer of Bazooka Joe and the ice cream truck. It was the last summer of Willie Mays, the last summer of hairless chins and soft voices, of endless games of stickball played in the schoolyard, the last summer of innocence and ignorance. It was the last summer of Willie Mays, of ignoring the girls who sat by the schoolyard fence, laughing and singing along with AM rock. It was the last summer of Willie Mays, the last summer of childhood, and we were too busy to know. But the girls sitting by the fence knew as they laughed. They were already on the road to Shambhala.
Nice. Well done.
I love that, man. That was great.
Absolutely.
That really was
very nostalgic, actually.
Well, and any time you can do a tip of the hat to Three Dog Night, you got to do it.
Exactly. You know, Three Dog Night, they used to be played on a radio station back, now I'm dating myself, back in California where I grew up on a station called KLOK. So that line about AM rock radio just totally struck a chord with me.
Well, I have a feeling we might be roughly contemporaries.
I'd be willing to bet.
Gentlemen, thank you again for a great show. Speak with you soon.
Oh, thank you for your contribution to our show.
Thank you so much, Steve. We'll see you next week.
If you want to call in like Steve, give us a call, 303-386-3598. We are broadcast in 140 countries, and I found out this week, not only were we broadcast on the internet in 140 countries, but we are on an AM transmitter in Bozeman, Montana.
That's right.
That broadcasts about 200 feet around it.
That's what I heard. Someone is rebroadcasting us for a 200-foot radius.
So come one, come all, bring your cows and line them up.
Exactly. And I was just going
to
say,
the 200 feet is enough to fit the population of Montana.
No, it's not. But I do want to say that if you're hearing World Poetry Open Mic in your fillings and some guy next door to you is driving a lot of big metal cars, go talk to him and tell him to turn the AM transmitter down. Just a skosh.
Now, I actually found out of the 140, I think we're in North Korea.
Really?
Yeah, I think we're actually one of the reasons they're so upset
now. I think that's why he's threatening to nuke us. Is World Poetry Open Mic, nuke him!
Well, I got to say, I think it's that and the fact that Dennis Rodman came over. Everybody's playing nice. He was acting nice around Dennis Rodman.
Right up until that moment.
I have a feeling Dennis Rodman left and he was like, all right, that's it. That's it. If that comes from America, we're done. We're done. All right.
All right. Back into the calls we go. That was awesome. Please welcome Bob from New Mexico.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going great, man. Happy Friday to you.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Does this make you a qualified success? Before, you were an unqualified success. But now you are qualified as a success?
I think we become qualified as a success when we go through a 12-week program and we're given a little piece of paper afterwards that's very fancy and says we're a qualified success.
All right. Yeah.
In fact, I've got to admit, I'm so slow that it takes me 15 weeks to go through a 12-week program.
Not that 12-week program. Totally different.
Sorry.
I got to agree with the last guy's response that this is an addiction.
Thank you.
We're all addicted to hear. Yeah. Or maybe we would just like to hear ourselves talk. I don't know.
No. Maybe that's why we're all here, because we really enjoy it on Friday nights, too.
I like hearing you guys talk. Are you going to share something with us tonight?
Yes, I do. I am on a venture here. I want to use my poetry to make a difference.
All right.
And,
a good one.
I have been reminded of an evil that's going on in the world right now, and I want to focus my attention on using my talent. And so I wanted to share a poem about human trafficking.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Global slavery. All right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And my poem is called Remember. And it goes like this. Remember the waif, remember the victim. Remember the one who could have been you. Remember the unsafe, the object of sin. Remember your children you love so true. Remember innocence, what they forgot. All they know is the shame inside. Your comforting fence is your good lot. While they live, hope has died. Remember for love, you gave yourself. It is the joy of your thundering heart. They are the dove left without help. The joy they could know was torn apart. Remember, it's you with what you have. You may be the one to save them. If you're not true to what makes you glad, you played a part in this heinous sin. But if you act to stop this crime, to play a part with actions so tender, this is the pact. It's for this time. It may be you that they'll remember. And that's it.
Right on.
Oh, wow. Strong. Some intense one there, Bob.
Very intense.
Thank you. And, you know, I want people to consider what's going on in the world about that, because it is making a travesty of everything we hold dear. And this is about our future children.
You know what? I agree with you. It's a very, very serious and very, you know, very heartbreaking thing.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Bob.
And anyone that knows me on All Poetry, they can go look at my poetry, and there are web links. They can find how to get involved.
Exactly. And that's what you need to do. No matter what your cause is, you need to get involved and do something towards that cause.
Yeah. I used to write to, and I basically was feeling sorry for myself. And I decided I wasn't going to do that anymore. If I'm going to be sorry, I want to be sorry for someone else. And I chose to be sorry for the victims of this tragedy. So
for the ones that can't speak for themselves.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You got that right. Well, they don't have a voice. Yeah. We do.
Exactly. Right on, Bob.
Thank you for your work, Bob.
Well, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Once again, if you want to call in like Bob, 303-386-3598. We've got room to squeeze one more in before the break, but we're going to have one bad monkey read us another poem. Hey.
Do you want my ridiculous one?
We're going to save that for the next one.
Okay, you got that. Okay, this is called Don't Break a Nail. And keep in mind, I'm a jarhead. All right. What bothers me now and surprises me is how so many men sit down to pee. With wax on their eyes and red on their lips, their pants are so tight beneath both the hips. In times of distress and blistering need, are these the young men who will come to save me? The boys who were taught making war is no play, and on Halloween it'd be cool to be gay. Freedom is freedom, and I judge not your life, but on Halloween night I would love a big knife. Machine guns and blasters and ray guns and doom, for heroes and zeros both come from the womb. I turn on the news and I watch as the boys are neutered and looted of all of their toys. No bows, no arrows, no guns, no time. No fear of a villain who's crossing the line. No bullets, no beans, no rest for our men. Don't worry, you rest. We got this again.
Nice.
All right.
Excellent. Well done.
That's dedicated to all the Marines and soldiers out there, you know, the Navy person. My dad's retired Navy, so.
Exactly. You know, we can't diss anybody that there's not a Marine as long as they're serving their country.
Hey, you know, even, you know, friends that are police officers, you know, firemen.
Exactly.
Anybody who gets off the couch and says, I won't let this happen.
Well, it's kind of like what Bob was just talking about, too. It's like the fact that, you know, it's actually been proven. They were looking at this, that things have happened to people, and people just walk right by. Someone be getting mugs, someone getting attacked, people just walk right by them.
Absolutely, every day.
Got to do something. You know, you got to step up. And that's part of what poetry is. It's part of what life is stepping up and really doing something.
Exactly. You just got to own it.
Yeah.
And as you coached me to own the title poet and do something great with it, you just got to own who you are and do what you have to do.
That's it.
All right, and it looks like we have another caller coming through, so we're going to buy him a little bit of time. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and this is World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I am G. Todd Underhill. We've got Michael Amade and the Board Monkey.
Who's standing there like he's a frozen statue right now.
Yes.
You got me all confused. It sounded like we were going to break. Are we going to break?
We're not going to break. Okay. I didn't mean to scare you.
Man.
I was buying you time to do what you need to do.
You didn't have to buy me time. You guys can talk.
What? What are we supposed to talk about?
We do have a caller. If you want to go to the caller.
Yeah, let's go to the
caller. Okay.
The callers come first.
Yes. It's Who Miss it? Individuality.
Nice. Welcome, Individuality.
Thank you. Nice to be on the phone again.
nice to meet again.
I'm going to be reading The Dreamer. Keeping your eyes open to the best of your ability. With every slow, leisurely blink, you fight the urge for sweet, peaceful sleep. Your eyes get watery, and your sight becomes nothing but a blur. Finally caving, separating from the world, your epic fear of the bitter darkness that falls fades away as your eyelids rest. Your heartbeat decreases, you inhale less and exhale slower. You crave tasteful unconsciousness. A cold tickle creeps upon your face. As drool trickles, you feel into distaste. The look of disgrace that took upon your mother's face is worth it. When in the hour you need it and most truly deserve it, you can close your eyes, no consequences. A heavy book slams next to your head. A cool breeze, a loud thump awakens you. Nice to see you again. Welcome back to reality.
Nice. Bringing it. And One Bad Monkey doesn't know this, but you're 14 years old and you're writing stuff like that.
No, 14.
14.
I know, think about when you were 14, man. Wow.
I was playing Nintendo at 14. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Excellent. Don't stop calling our show. Give us a call next week, okay?
Okay.
And tell your grandma we said hi.
Okay.
I think I just did, actually. All right, once again, if you want to call in like Individuality, like Steve, like Bob, like Kat, like Leroy, like any of our callers, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And we are going to have to go to break, so if you call in, be willing to hold over the break. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Piety radio.
Zing Tea is an all-natural premium green tea made with pure cane sugar and honey. Tea on the go has never been so easy. Zing Tea offers 14 different flavors that you can enjoy hot or cold. Also available in new big gallons. Check out KZKORadio.com for the link today.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. That's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today. Or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
My front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
I just want you to know our board monkey is white and nerdy.
To the extreme.
Which place do you go every summer? Tell us. Go ahead.
What?
Where do you go every summer?
Every summer.
After you write your name on your underwear?
Oh, well, the Comic-Con.
No, the Renaissance Fair.
Oh, well, yeah, there yeah. too.
Jeez.
Why do you write your name on your underwear before you go to Comic-Con?
Just in case it gets lost.
There you go. All right, we've lost complete control here. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. I'm J. Todd Underhill. I'm the sane one of the group. We have Michael Amade.
Wait, what?
And then, of course, we've got the public relations nightmare, the ape boy, working in the booth for us. But we also do have a caller. Please welcome to the line. She is from Wisconsin, Patricia.
Hi.
Hey, welcome aboard.
Thank you. I'm also, I wrote a poem about the condition of, or the issue of human trafficking, and I'd like to recite that tonight.
Oh, of course.
Okay, the name and title is Your Time's Sure to Come. Okay, I'll begin. For now you take my breath. I'm sorry. For now you take my innocence. You sweep it clean away. My pain you make so intense. I barely make it through the day. You think money is your goal now. You hoard it up like it's divine. Rats live a better life, you know how? They have honor more than your kind. I know this is just a game for you. Your heart in its change you lose. There is a penalty involved, too. On that thought, you ought to muse. The Bible says, reap where you sown. Stand in line to get your due. I may not witness this till grown, but when harvest comes, you're through. People, where are you when this thing goes down? Do you let it go, turn a deaf ear, hide head in sand? I wish more would find a way to gather around. If it was you being tortured, perhaps then you'd understand. Come together, what worthier plight for which to fight? I'm lost in a jungle of cruel, sick, forsaken men, lost in a life not of my own choosing. Is this somehow right? What if your freedom was taken? Would you stand up then? That's it.
Nice.
Patricia, that was great.
Thank you.
Well done.
And thank you for calling and reading and you know, and sharing something that so passionately, you know, you're so passionately involved with.
Okay.
Thank you, okay, Patricia. Bye-bye. Once again, if you want to call in like Patricia, 303-386-3598. However, we cannot let this episode of the show go by without hearing this at least once.
Upon you, the Haiku Master!
Yeah. All right. Not everybody knows this. If you're just tuning in, this is your first experience with us. We didn't know it until we started the show, but our board monkey is actually a level 27 haiku master.
It's true.
And he provides us with haiku each week, and it's themed. And you go out to our Facebook page, and you can guess as to what the theme is. There's the premise of the thing. All right.
It's true.
It is.
And the fact is, and you know, and actually I've heard, just kind of pray tell, that you are working on a book.
I've heard that too.
A haiku book.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Should be decent.
Should be. It'll be a lot of fun. I know who's going to do the artwork for it. The Phantom.
Well, definitely.
Definitely.
All right. Now, should I read this in my war voice?
Yes.
Saying that the children are happy to be home with their mothers and fathers. After giving Hitler a biff on the nose.
Oh, nice. People are tuning out now. Click. No,
we're gone. Come on. It already happened. We know who won.
Exactly. Okay.
All right. So, once again, a theme. We're not going to say directly what it is, but if you have the idea, Facebook, send us a message on our website. We'll see what it is. First of all, love is in the air. Grass is green and sun is warm. April, May, and June. Okay, so that's one.
All right.
Two. I'm just reading this one because it's going to crack me up. In Tigger's Bottom. Poet's retractable pens.
All right.
Makes a slinky sound. That just creeps me out.
That,
I've got to be honest
kinda
with you.
And considering my nickname at one point in time was Tigger, no. It's not in Tigger's Bottom.
Let's do the last one here. Robins are around. The greening is in full bloom. Buds are on the trees.
What could that be?
I don't know, but whatever it was, I have a feeling it was written by a haiku master. The thing I love is there is nothing even remotely correct about that theme song.
None. I love it. That's what makes it so fitting. All right, so we have a ridiculous poem by Mr. One Bad Monkey. Hey, welcome to the microphone again, brother.
I'm loving the haiku master over here. How do you get to level 27? That's what I want to know. That's
oh, all. It takes work.
If you've seen Batman Begins, it's kind of like that.
Oh, okay. Okay, I entitled this one, I Think of You When I Rub One Out. Yes.
Oh, that's no. The title of the poem. Yes, you were just saying that.
That's the title of the poem. Okay. I see your face in 100 pics, 1,000 lies, 1,000,000 tricks. The way I rub, the way you scratch, you won my heart with every match. Off came your clothes, so easy indeed. My blood was left racing in speed. How can I find you again, my friend? I've been looking and searching and weeping and hurting, addicted to you in the end. Here I lay wasted and naked with shame. I called you my love, you called it a game. I'm glad to have met you, the timing was right. You paid off my phone and I drank through the night. Here's looking at you, kid, for what you did. Miss you. Ode to my winning lottery ticket.
Nice.
Very nice. I like that.
All right. So if you want to call in and be our last caller, 303-386-3598. But before we get the last caller up, I'm going to share with you a poem that I actually wrote the night I met One Bad Monkey. And I met One Bad Monkey through our technical producer. He was producing show, doing sound for it. He's like, come on down and check it out. So I was sitting there and I wrote this poem out. And then I eventually wrote another copy and handed it to Mr. One Bad Monkey. And this is entitled Ode to One Bad Monkey. Wow. One bad monkey on the stage, a man, a guitar, and his bravado, causing me to feel a maelstrom of emotion, evoking in me my own worst fears and best dreams, pain and anguish, cheer and glee, the power of his voice and delivery, keeping me hanging on, making me want much more, music the drug and my ears want an overdose. Give that monkey a banana. Better make it a whole damn bunch, filling his audience with delight, singing his songs, never sounding the same, more of a soundbite, not a quote, leaving every one of them, each and every note, loving every one of them, each and every note. Spellbound by One Bad Monkey, bringing down this house, thoughts and feelings so divine, dragging this recluse from his house, making him remember his life, which this recluse would gladly live again. One Bad Monkey plays on, bringing this man to his knees, making him cry a bucket of tears, the sweet pain and joy once more, like a savage double-edged sword that this poet truly loves. Anything is possible with One Bad Monkey on stage. Take a chance and your life will change. His voice echoes in my brain, ripping thought from within. One Bad Monkey, a man, a guitar, and a grin.
Thank you, brother. That's right amazing. On. I love that poem.
I love that poem, too, because we struck up a very good friendship through that for 10 years.
That's right. We've been friends a long time now.
All right. So, do we have a last caller? No?
No one wants to follow.
No one wants to follow J. Todd Underhill. Goodness. Do you want to read something?
No. I don't want to follow J. Why would I want to follow J. Todd Underhill?
Why would you want to follow J. Todd?
Okay, I could just make something up on the spot. Actually, I have an idea.
All right.
You know how you like to be all critical of us and stuff? Why don't we just do that?
Oh,
I could be critical?
Because I know if you're not critical, you just complain the rest of the week.
That's right.
And our production meetings go like hell when you don't get to do your corrections.
Yeah, so we just do it on the air.
All right.
We don't even care. I'm just going to sit. I'm going to fall asleep for a while.
So. Okay. So you ready?
Yeah.
Last week's corrections?
Mm-hmm.
Big old goose egg.
What?
What? Again?
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong last week?
Hey, I love
we have a last caller.
I start doing this and we get callers.
We're going to make time for the last caller, even if we run over a little bit. Robert, please forgive us. He's the owner of MSE Radio
Network. Me gusta.
Which is all right, though.
that is not even... Okay.
Wait. And the look on our producer's face as he's queuing up this caller.
You don't think so?
Cell phone.
Oh, and it dropped.
Oh, wow.
So,
all right.
I do have something, though. Okay. Vibro swords were tools used to cut down grill trees. However, some individuals, such as Xenon, use them as close combat weapons.
Okay.
Xenon. That's relevant.
That is so relevant.
I was thinking about Xenon earlier. Who is Xenon? I have no idea. What is this?
Xenon Nacosta?
That
Nikasta. Oh,
that's Nika. That's Nika Costa's relative, right?
Yeah, sure. It was also used to breach hulls during boarding actions by military and pirate forces.
Oh.
Okay. Which world are we talking about?
I what world honest, don't we talk
remember,
about?
I don't even really remember mentioning this on the air.
You don't know what a vibroblade is, do you?
I'm it's basically
kind of like a blade that vibrates.
It vibrates at a certain frequency
okay.
that lightsabers can't cut.
Oh, okay. Now I know what world we're in.
So, okay.
Okay. we're in the world where Captain Kirk
yeah.
and Harry Potter zap uh-huh. each other with wands.
Have you seen the Spock versus Snape? I think I know who would win because we're on that cliffhanger right now.
Cliffhanger?
The cliffhanger. With John Lithgow and Sylvester Stallone.
Whoa. What? Oh, man. Oh, man. This is going to hurt.
This is meaning we're going to have a correction segment next week is what I'm saying. I'm just setting you up.
Oh, man.
Now, we've totally fallen apart in the last few minutes of the show.
We probably should just
rein it back in and shut it off, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much where we are. Again, it's dead.
You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. We want to thank MSC Radio Network. We want to thank One Bad Monkey for coming in and being our guest
tonight.
Thank you very much, brother.
Oh, thank you for having me. I love it.
And thank you for committing to that worthy cause that we're supporting with GiveAutism.com. And, of course, MSC Radio Network, KZKO The Vibe, and our executive producer, Mary Cohn. Thank you all for making this happen. Thank you, Michael, for being here.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Thank you, JT.
Thank you.
And that is it. MSC Radio Network, KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you. Caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Came out great.